AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. DART, a NASA spacecraft that weighed less than a small car and the size of a vending machine, was going 14,000 miles an hour when it was crashed into a small asteroid, weighing 11 billion pounds, orbiting a larger space rock 7 million miles from Earth. Why? NASA scientists wanted to know if the nudge is enough to change the orbit of that asteroid. Administrator Bill Nelson.
We are showing that planetary defense is a global endeavor, and it is very possible to save our planet.
If it works, then sometime in the future, another such spacecraft could be used to change the course of an asteroid bound for Earth. Hurricane Ian could bring a 14-foot storm surge to western Cuba overnight and then get even stronger as it hits the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico before heading toward Florida. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
Forecasters are warning that Hurricane Ian is growing stronger as it heads towards the western tip of Cuba where thousands are being evacuated. It could then become an even stronger Category 4 with top winds of 140 miles per hour over warm Gulf of Mexico waters before striking Florida. Tampa and St. Petersburg appeared to be among the most likely targets for the first direct hit by a major storm since 1921. In Tampa, residents lined up for hours to collect bags of sand and cleared store shelves of bottled water. A statewide emergency is in effect. I'm Norman Hall.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, a Yale Law School grad, is one of five members of the radical right group who will be on trial tomorrow on charges of seditious conspiracy, the most serious criminal allegations leveled by the Justice Department in its prosecution of rioters who attacked the Capitol. The trial will put a spotlight on the secretive group that Rhodes founded in 2009. This is AP News. Changes are coming for the NFL Pro Bowl. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The Pro Bowl debuted in 1951, but it has never been a big hit.
We have to do something different.
In 2016, Commissioner Roger Goodell said they need better options.
I'm open to new ideas. I'm open to how we do it. But it's not the kind of game that I think we want to continue to have in its current format.
NFL executive Peter O'Reilly told the AP the full contact Pro Bowl will be replaced by week-long skills competition and a flag football game. There will be a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. O'Reilly says the goal is to celebrate 88 of the biggest stars in the NFL in a really fun, positive, and yet competitive way. I'm Ed Donahue.
Starbucks sends a letter to workers at the company's more than 230 unionized stores saying it wants to start contract talks next month. Only three stores in Buffalo, New York, New York City, and Arizona are currently involved in negotiations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.